Chapter 5.
La la la.
The bubbly nurse Janice was humming to herself as she sat at her desk in the infirmary, painting her nails. She was applying a shade of light, almost vinyl-looking pink, to the nails on her left hand. The nurse extended her hand, her fingers spread as she leaned forward to survey her work. She was carefully inspecting them when the surface of her hard wooden desk suddenly rose up and slammed into her face. The nurse blinked, stunned as the desk got smaller and then suddenly larger again, her face smacking into the cold desk with a hollow thud before her head jerked back, her eyes wide and gazing in confusion at the ceiling. It was about then that Nurse Joy realized that someone had a handful of her hair, gripped very tightly, her head being bent painfully back, before she saw a blurry, upside-down face that belonged to Miss Angeli. Using her grip on the nurse's hair, Miss Angeli shoved the much smaller Nurse Joy forward, violently shoving and bending her over across the desk. The bottles of nail polish and the little jar of cotton balls were knocked onto the floor and shattered loudly as Nurse Joy struggled to pull free. But Miss Angeli was just too strong.
What are you doing, Miss Angeli?
Squealed Nurse Joy. You know why I'm here, bitch! Angeli growled as she viciously rapped on the surface of the desk of a well-worn, very sturdy yardstick. The nurse's green eyes went wide with fright as she tried to glance back at Miss Angeli, but the woman had stepped back at an angle and out of sight as she kept the nurse pinned to the desk. Suddenly, there was a loud crack as the yardstick collided with the nurse's soft little ass, leaving a biting, stinging pain across both cheeks where she was hit.
Ow! Ow, stop!
The nurse cried out, struggling in vain to pull free from the angry redhead's grip. Miss Angeli rained quick, savage blows down onto the nurse's plush rump, spanking her viciously with the yardstick without so much as pausing for breath. Each blow left an intensely painful sting on the nurse's pale, soft ass, the stinging running down the length of the broad, purplish welts that were left behind with each slap of the oversized ruler. If you ever touch my boyfriend again, Miss Angeli growled, each word followed by an especially vicious thwack of the yardstick across the nurse's ass. I will break you! Miss Angeli declared with one final punishing blow from the yardstick that made the quivering little nurse let out a howl of agony. The nurse sobbed as she sunk to her knees on the floor, her hands clutching her badly welted rear end as Miss Angeli gently blew a strand of vibrant red hair from her eyes. Satisfied that her point was put across, Miss Angeli slapped the corner of the desk with the yardstick, the nurse jumping at the sound as she recoiled fearfully. Miss Angeli grinned at the reaction and strolled out of the infirmary, leaving the weeping nurse to ponder the lesson she had just been taught. Bailey was still in Miss Angeli's classroom when she returned, though he was standing and leaning against the desk. Obviously, it was too painful to sit down, though not nearly as painful as it would be for Nurse Joy to sit down for the next week or so. The knowledge made Miss Angeli smile. She walked over to her desk and set down the yardstick before picking up her ungraded papers, which she stuffed into a small leather bag. Come on, I'll get you patched up, she said, looking at Bailey, who just bit his lip and nodded, still a little confused and embarrassed by the situation. A short while later, the pair was at Miss Angeli's house, a place that, until this moment, Bailey had never been.
Ow!
Bailey hissed, where he was laying down on his stomach on the couch, his pants and underwear on the floor, as Miss Angeli sat on her knees on the carpet, gently dabbing the welts with a little cotton ball covered in rubbing alcohol. Miss Angeli pursed her soft red lips and leaned forward, gently blowing on the boy's welts to try to ease the sting of the alcohol. I warned you to stay away from them. Now you bit off more than you could chew, so no whining.
I know,
Bailey said rather bashfully, his face partly hidden in one large soft red couch pillow. Looks like you're a bit messed up on the inside. Wait here. She set the cotton ball down and the alcohol on the coffee table and rose, going back down the hallway and into the bathroom. Bailey squirmed around. Despite the pain and conflicting feelings of shame, disgust, and excitement mixed with the satisfaction, he felt his cock stiffening as the wounds throbbed painfully across his butt and thighs. The boy squirmed slowly around, letting out a soft sigh as he gently ground his smooth little cock against the deliciously soft fabric of the couch. He stopped immediately when he heard the bathroom door close, and moments later, Miss Angeli had returned, a small tube of some kind of gel in her hand. "You have a tiny bit of blood seeping out of your back door. If you were torn, you'd know it, but you're stretched out pretty good. This will help, but you can't fuck for a few days until you're healed up a little better. Not even fingers. Do you hear me?"
"Yes, ma'am."
Bailey nodded, watching as she squirted some of the clear gel onto the fingers of her right hand. She gently ran the tips of her middle and index fingers around the rim of Bailey's slightly swollen boy cunt, and then gently pushed them inside. For an instant, the gel stung. He could clearly feel the stretched tissue inside of his sweet little fuckhole. But just as suddenly, the pain went away, and he felt his hole going numb as it relaxed. Trying to ignore the fingers that were sliding around inside of him, hitting all the right spots, Bailey tried to focus on something else, finally asking the question that had been on his mind all this time.
"How did you know?"
he asked softly. Miss Angeli twisted the medicine-covered fingers around inside of him, pushing them knuckle-deep as she tried to make sure every last patch of strained, nearly torn flesh was coated with the medicine.
"Know what? You told me to stay away from them. How did you know they would do this?"
The woman paused for a moment and then slid her fingers out, patting Bailey softly on the butt. "There. You should heal up just fine." She reached for a small wet cloth she had used to clean his welts and gently wiped her fingers off, avoiding the question.
"Do you think?"
Bailey bit his lip, a wounded sort of expression appearing on his features.
"Something is wrong with me."
"What do you mean?" she asked. She could see the seriousness of his expression and wondered what the matter was.
"I like it when people are mean to me, or rough, and hurt me like that. I don't know what's wrong with me. That's why I blow jocks in the bathroom after school, or let them take turns fucking me while pretending I'm some girl that they really want to fuck. It just feels so good, and I... You don't hate me, do you? Am I some kind of freak?"
Bailey had tears in his eyes as he sniffled and hid his face in the pillows.
"Not at all, honey,"
Miss Angeli said softly, a warm smile stretching on her lips as she gently pushed Bailey's hair to the side, gently stroking his cheek as he turned to peer up at her with tear-filled eyes.
"Nothing is wrong with you, Bailey. You might be a little confused about it, but if those things feel good, there's nothing wrong with that. Only you got used by someone who didn't give a fuck about you or your feelings. And that isn't a good thing. You can still be a kinky little bitch. That's just the way God made you. But you still have to have some respect for yourself."
Bailey sniffed as he peered up at his teacher, and she leaned down and planted a warm, gentle kiss on his cheek, and then another right beside it.
"I like you just the way you are, Mr. Hudson. In fact, I think you're just swell."
The boy visibly blushed but slowly nodded, still not saying much as he gazed up at her, hugging the pillow.
"I like those things too, you know. I like to spank, slap, pull hair, and roughly fuck soft, pretty young boys like you. Is there something wrong with me?"
Miss Angeli asked, gently perking a thin red eyebrow. Bailey quickly shook his head and answered,
"No."
"Well,
there you go.
We're a perfect match. That's why I told you to stay away from them, Bailey.
I only fuck people I like, and I like you a lot. I used to fuck Miss Roberts and Nurse Joy, and we shared some of our boy toys, but that was a long time ago. I stopped, and they hate me for it. It's one thing to just fuck and slap someone for the sake of doing it. It's quite another to do it with someone you care about. Those people don't care about you, and they used you to hurt me."
Gently planted a warm, feather-like kiss on the wide-eyed boy who nodded.
"I like getting slapped and used, but I feel weird. I've never even done it normal way before. That's why I feel like a freak sometimes."
Bailey reached up and wiped the tears from his cheek with the back of his hand. It took a moment for the words to set in, but Miss Angeli's eyes widened for a moment, and she grinned without thinking, before making her face passive. She didn't want to make it seem like she was making fun of him. "You're still a virgin?" she asked softly.
"Yes,"
he answered, trying to push his face back into the pillow. Miss Angeli couldn't help but smile as she leaned over him, a shiver of pleasure running through the boy as he felt her soft hair gently drape down to caress his neck and shoulders. As she softly kissed the side of his face, she nipped softly at his earlobe and smiled. "Roll over onto your back, Bailey," she purred softly in his ear. Bailey complied. Rolling onto his back, his face flushed as he stared up at her. The voluptuous redhead slowly mounted her student, who was nude from the waist down, and leaned down, pressing her lips to his as he tried to protest. Then he slowly relaxed, pushing his tongue into her mouth as he groaned. She sucked gently at his tongue. Her fingers deftly unbuttoned the front of his white dress shirt before she pushed it open, her fingers moving over his small, erect pink nipples, which she gently pinched and twisted slowly back and forth. Bailey let out a loud moan, and Miss Angeli smiled as she wiggled her hips slowly from side to side, rubbing the smooth, pale curve of her soft ass against her student's smooth, stiff little prick.
"Does it feel good?"
she asked softly, lapping at his lips with her tongue.
"Yes,"
Bailey hissed breathlessly. His teacher tweaked his nipples a little more roughly. Miss Angeli brought two fingers up to her mouth and slid them between her soft red lips before pulling them out, glistening with saliva. She reached back and gently rubbed the throbbing tip of Bailey's cock with her fingers, giving him a little bit of lube before she angled him and pushed the head of his prick against the warm opening of her tight pink asshole. Bailey hissed, his back instinctively arching, as he felt his entire cock slide into her, her incredibly warm passage sinking down onto him until he was balls deep inside of her. The sensation of being inside something so warm and wet that it was so tight yet soft, it was just incredible.
"Just lie there and enjoy the feeling,"
Miss Angeli whispered into his ear, her warm breath on his neck causing goosebumps to form on the back of his neck as she slowly began to rock back and forth. She moved her hips very slowly, just rocking back and forth on Bailey's cock as he groaned loudly, staring wide-eyed up at the ceiling as he felt her warm lips pushing against his neck again and again. The feeling of her hot kisses on his flesh only making his head swim dizzily with the warm pleasure of her touch. Her warm hole wrapped tightly around his cock, he could feel it suddenly growing tighter as she moved her hips a little faster, marveling at just how incredibly warm and soft she was. If the inside of his boy cunt felt half as good as what he was feeling right now, then he couldn't blame anyone who wanted to roughly pound him. He felt her cock stiffen and press into his stomach. Her balls were especially heavy and tight, and he wanted nothing more than to make her come. But as he reached up and tried to grab her cock, Miss Angeli caught him by the wrists and pushed his hands up to her breasts. Bailey rolled the soft mounds of flesh into his hands, squeezing them much tighter than he intended, as she relentlessly kissed and sucked at his neck, making his cock stiffen up even harder inside of her. Miss Angeli suddenly sat up and smiled down at Bailey as he groped and fondled her big, soft breasts, one hand moving up to rest on his chest, pinching his left nipple roughly between thumb and index finger, as the other hand gripped her massive, pulsating cock and began to quickly stroke the tip. Her warm hole clenched his small, throbbing cock as she ground her hips back and forth, her ass wrapped around and caressing the rapidly throbbing cock inside of her as she stroked her own, the fingers of her free hand firmly working his nipples.
"Your dick feels so good inside of me," Miss Angeli gasped softly. "How does it feel?"
"Do you like it?" she asked.
"It's incredible," Bailey gasped breathlessly,
the answer making Miss Angeli flush and smile as she suddenly sped up, bouncing rhythmically up and down Bailey's smooth shaft, her balls clenching as she felt her own orgasm quickly approaching.
"Just come whenever you want. Shoot it all inside of me when you're ready," Miss Angeli hissed,
her eyes half closing as she quickly moved her hips against him, her hand quickly working in a circular motion on the tip of her own cock. Less than a minute later, Bailey let out the cutest throated moan Miss Angeli had ever heard as he bucked his hips up against her, his throbbing cock forcefully spurting jet after jet of thick, creamy cum deep inside her slippery hole. She felt his cock head expand as he shot his load deep inside her, his fingers digging into her soft breasts as he bucked his hips and squirmed around, his eyes wide as he came inside a woman for the first time. Slowly, Bailey ceased his wild thrusting and relaxed beneath his teacher, glaring wide-eyed up at the ceiling as he panted for breath. Miss Angeli smiled and leaned down, pressing her lips to his in a warm, wet kiss as she grinned happily.
Thank you,
Bailey whispered breathlessly, his cheeks flushed pink as she felt his cock continue to throb steadily inside of her.
No, thank you. That felt wonderful, Bailey.
Miss Angeli sighed, softly kissing him again.
Why did you do it?
Bailey asked gently, his hand slipping off the woman's breast and resting on her thighs. His eyes glazed over as he swam in the dizzily warm river of orgasmic bliss.
Boyfriends and girlfriends do this kind of thing all the time.
Maybe I want you to be my boyfriend, Miss Angeli said, with a slight flush touching her cheeks as she looked down at the blushing boy who merely nodded. She smiled, as Bailey sat partway up, wrapping his arms around her waist as he nuzzled his face into her breasts.
Well then, now that's settled. I think you should spend the night. I'm your girlfriend now, after all,
Miss Angeli grinned. Later that evening, Bailey was sitting down on Miss Angeli's big soft bed, wearing just a pair of butt-hugging black panties that she had given him to wear. He didn't mind it. It seemed to really turn her on. And aside from that, he kind of likes slutty little things like that. The pair had had dinner, and Bailey was sitting on the bed, the room dimly lit, and the TV muted in the background as he talked to his parents on the phone.
I'm a Jordan's mom,
Bailey sighed, trying to explain to his parents that he wasn't coming home for the night. Miss Angeli stepped out of the bathroom, wearing a completely see-through red baby doll nightie that seemed much too small for her body. It barely reached the top of her thighs, and her breasts seemed to spill out the top and around the inside of the see-through cups. However, Bailey's eyes immediately went between the woman's legs, where she had just a tiny pair of panties on, that acted more like a harness for her large hairless balls, which it barely covered, leaving her large cock to hang free from the undergarment. She yawned and stretched very cat-like. Bailey's eyes grew wide. His cock instantly hard at the sight of her in the incredibly slutty lingerie.
Something big came up, so I need to stay here tonight, he said to his mom on the phone, stammering nervously as the woman crawled up the bed towards him,
her breasts and cock swaying beneath her as she crawled on her hands and knees to him. She licked her lips and reached out her warm hands, cupping Bailey's cock through the soft black satin panties, as she slowly rubbed the stiff shaft with a grin on her lips.
It's just so hard, Bailey gasped.
Miss Angeli dipped her head down, audibly sucking on the head of Bailey's cock. She eagerly began to move her head up and down.
My thing, the thing we're working on is hard, really hard, so I need to stay here or I'll never finish in time.
Bailey's toes curled as Miss Angeli stared up at him with bright green eyes. Her cheeks sucked in as he felt her warm flesh tugging at his sensitive cock, her tongue lapping at the underside of his head as he tried with all his willpower to stay composed.
I'm coming. I'm coming home tomorrow, Mom,
Bailey gasped, his body giving out an almost violent shudder as his cock erupted inside of his teacher's mouth. The swelled purple little cock head shooting out a very generous load of thick white cum, which made the woman sucking him groan in delight as she continued to move her mouth up and down his cock.
Okay, I love you, bye,
Bailey said, dropping the phone suddenly as he tossed his head back and moaned, his hips twitching as Miss Angeli reached up and playfully tugged on his nipples. She swallowed and then slowly lifted her head up, smiling big at him.
Why the hell did you do that?
Bailey sighed happily, resting his head back against the pillows. Well, you sucked my dick while I talked to your parents. It's only fair that I return the favor. The smiling redhead crawled up the bed and sat down beside Bailey, who unmuted the TV and closed his eyes, enjoying the music that was being played as he recovered from the quick, intense orgasm she had given him. Humming softly to herself, Miss Angeli picked up a small black folder with the emblem of their school on it and began slowly flipping through it. "Grading papers? I can turn off the music if you want," Bailey offered, rolling over onto his side as he gazed fondly up at the woman. "No, you're fine. I'm just reading the new school charter. At the end of the semester, there's going to be some changes. Come summer, our lovely all-boys school is going co-ed." Bailey perked up a brow. "What? Really?" Miss Angeli narrowed her eyes playfully as she glanced sideways at him. "Why are you so interested? Looking for a new girlfriend already?" "No," Bailey replied sheepishly. "We're adding cheerleaders to our school functions, and I've been saddled with organizing all of that since I was a cheerleader in high school. Head cheerleader, in fact," Miss Angeli stated matter-of-factly as she blew a strand of her hair from her eyes. "That makes sense. You're so pretty after all," Bailey said bashfully. Miss Angeli flushed ever so slightly at the comment. "Well, I will be the cheerleading coach. It's going to take up a lot of my time. But I could use an assistant, if you're interested, that is." Miss Angeli smiled. Bailey licked his lips and sat down on his knees beside the woman before he lowered his head to her lap, quickly slurping at the tip of her thick, fat dick into his mouth as he began to noisily suck on it. Miss Angeli sighed and smiled, resting one hand on the back of his head as she held up the paperwork with the other hand, reading it as her student, now boyfriend, sucked on her hard cock. "Oh, Mr. Hudson, I think you are going to make an excellent assistant."